The Team.
Welcome back, 9:45. Little problem with the volume control over there.
Yeah, I'm not sure what happened there.
Jeez, I'm already deaf enough, man.
I
just say, Sonny boy.
Yeah, that one caught me a little off guard,
okay,
too.
Man. I was like, whoa. Okay, 9:45. Not that I don't like, you know, Motley Crue.
Yeah.
Cranked up to the max. Turn it up to 11.
Yes, these knobs go to 11. Evidently, this one does.
Really does. Wow. All right. Mav Day today, and we're talking with David Scaff. He is the head coach of the CMU beach volleyball team. Good morning, David. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing good. Yourself?
I'm doing well. Before we talk about your beach volleyball team, of course, you're Dave Fleming's assistant coach for the indoor team. You guys are having a great season, aren't you? Boy, it's number five ranking in the nation right now, Dave?
Number five right now.
Number five, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, I know, it's a great group of girls that we have, so it's been going good.
And a little change for you guys coming up Thursday in terms of some fans being able to come and watch you take on Metro State. They are the number four team in the nation. You guys will have them at 7, and then I think, UCCS at 2 o'clock, and 400 people can be allowed to watch the matches on Thursday.
Yeah, no, we're excited to finally have some fans in the building. It's been kind of weird playing in front of empty crowds or just a few parents here, so it'll be good to actually get some people in there.
Now, we'll go from the indoor game where the Mavericks are doing really well to your beach volleyball team. You've opened up the season, fell to a couple of nationally ranked teams, number 17 Arizona, number 20th ranked Arizona State, also number 7 Grand Canyon. So you got a chance to go to Phoenix and play some really good competition. Didn't go the way you wanted it to, but your team got a lot of experience facing some of the best teams in the nation down in Arizona.
Yeah, it was. I think it was a really good experience for a team. I mean, I think they got to see what some of the top level looks like, and we matched up pretty well physically. I think you can just tell they've been in the sand a little bit longer than us. I think the teams there were solid, and I mean, we got a good idea. We've also had a few freshmen who this is their first beach games ever, so a little bit of nerves, and some of that got settled out that weekend.
David Scaff, coach of the CMU beach volleyball team, joining us. They have Utah coming up this weekend. We'll talk about that in just a moment. But like a lot of sports, you know, COVID's had an impact. You guys play outdoors, which is obviously a positive when it comes to social distancing, David, and some of those things. What kind of impact is it that you've had to kind of work through in regard to the COVID situation with your beach volleyball team?
I think the biggest impact for us has been the contact tracing. If someone's a roommate or pod or something where they got put in quarantine for 5 days or 7 days based on until they have so many negative tests, depending on the CMU policy we have to follow there. It's thrown, I mean, a few little hinks and practices and trying to find some pairs because, all right, all of a sudden we're down two or three players because they can't practice for that week. But as far as that goes, I mean, I think the rest of it has probably been the dual athletes that everything's been pushed this spring. So we got indoor and beach going at the same time. So I think that's hurt our practice time a little bit, but I mean, I think everybody else is in the same boat, so it's not a disadvantage.
And you're right. Like you said, the change of season because of COVID has been, you know, a conflict that you're not used to dealing with. How many players do you not have on your beach team right now because of their playing in the indoor game? I know what, Maddie Fouts is one of those players. How many are impacted by this the season of beach volleyball and indoor going on at the same time?
I mean, all the dual kids are still doing both indoor and beach. It's just cutting some practice time from indoor and from beach. So, like, there's times we're balancing Maddie. I mean, last week she was a little more beach heavy. This week with us playing on Thursday, she's a little more indoor heavy early in the week. So it's been more of a balancing act and trying to figure that out. Fleming and I sat down before the season and really worked on our schedules to try to eliminate as many conflicts as possible between indoor and beach on the same weekend. Or same day so that we didn't have to make those decisions.
So talk about some of the new players you have on your team this year on the beach volleyball team.
We've got Honey Johnson from Alaska. She's a freshman who's a setter on the indoor that has a significant beach background, high IQ level player there. And then we have her paired with Sierra Hunt, another dual kid who's an outside on the indoor side. Doesn't have a lot of beach experience, but she's big jumper, touching almost 10 feet in the sand. And that freshman duo there is pretty strong for us. So we like them there. Mary McGinnis, we had her last year, but she only got one game in before the season was cut. She's a player from Iowa for us that really good at kind of the shots game, the IQ side of things, that she sees the court well. Also a good leader for our other groups there. We've got Savannah Ott, who's a walk-on from CMU. So she came here, tried out for us as a walk-on, and a really good defender, lefty for us. And then I'm trying to think, let's see, who else are our freshmen? I'm drawing a blank. Paige Gwaltney, she's one that we had last year as well, but her season was, we really got the one weekend in. She's kind of a split blocker for us, so she can defend, she can block, a little bit of utility that can work around with us.
David Scaff, the head coach of the CMU beach volleyball team with us, and the Mavericks host Utah, doubleheader coming up at the CMU beach courts on Saturday, 11 o'clock and 2 o'clock. Give us a little lay of the land about Utah and what you've heard about them, David.
So Utah's program is fairly new as far as being beach only. I know they were in the dual situation like us a couple years ago, and then this year they finally went or split where their indoor and their beach are separate programs. But I think we match up well with them. We played them two seasons ago, lost to them 2-3 at their place in a couple close games. But we're excited to have them. And based on their schedule, I think they're similar strength of what we have. So we're looking forward to playing them.
So in terms of fans, of course, you're going to be outside. What does that look like if people want to come out and watch you on Saturday against Utah?
Yeah, they're allowing as many fans on the outside. It's not as restrictive as the indoor. And then they can kind of set up anywhere around the courts, bring a long chair and come hang out and watch the chair and come hang out.